Shway Ken is our guest for the next hour. I appreciate him early in the morning being here with us from China. And you got John Kiriakou, who I've been talking to for years, but has exploded, one of the top people now on the internet. And you got him. I mean, I got to say, these two guys right now are dominating, and that's a beautiful thing, because I've been watching this stuff for at least a year or so, but now he's really exploded, and that's exciting. So in this brief segment, some stations don't carry this first five. We're going to break about 4 minutes. We'll join stations after that. I wanted to ask him about just himself, his awakening, and when he started doing public stuff, because I've been aware of him about a year, but it's beautiful to see him in all my feeds. It's beautiful to see the attention he's getting. This is really exciting. He professor's Beijing-based instructor, teacher, host the popular YouTube channel, Predictive History. He grew up in Toronto, graduated from Yale College in 99, and he's worked to promote education reform in China ever since. He went viral for three predictions made in 2024. He accurately predicted that Trump would win the second term, that he would start a war against Iran, with the final prediction that the U.S. would lose the war, turning out to be true. It's already happening. So YouTube, Predictive History, predictivehistory.substack.com. Professor, thank you so much for joining us. We've just got like 3 minutes to talk about you, and then we'll go to break and join some stations. But, wow, just your congratulations, reaching so many people, doing a great job. What do you account for all of this? Just the fact that you got your finger on the zeitgeist?
Yeah. So, you know, like 5 years ago, I knew who you were, and I thought you were this crazy conspiracy theorist. And right now, I'm just catching up to your awakening. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that everyone in around the world has recognized that there is something very much wrong with the world. And I am helping them through the process of trying to create a new worldview that helps them better understand how power works. So I want to thank you for fighting the good fight all these years. And I think the world is slowly catching up to what you've been teaching for the past 20 years.
Well, thank you for that. But I got to say, you've taken it to the next level, because the way you put things, the way you break it down is very, 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 very deep, but also very understandable. What is it like for you? I don't know if you know this, but I mean, when I said that, people know about Candace Owens. Great. She's great. Tucker Carlson, you know, good friend. Great. But they've been around forever. Tucker for 30 years. You have just exploded. I mean, what is it like to go from zero to a trillion miles an hour in just a year?
Yeah, so I've had a very classical education. I went to Yale, and I was an English literature major at Yale, and I was taught to think very critically, very rigorously. But I've always had a very mainstream understanding of world events. I always believed that 9/11 was, in fact, a terrorist attack. I believe the moon landing was real. I believe JFK was assassinated by a lone gunman. So I believe all these things for most of my life. And after COVID, I was forced to reimagine the world. And so I used a lot of my rigorous training in order to formulate a better, more nuanced, more subtle understanding of the world. In terms of fame, I'm sort of surprised by how much I blew up online. But because I'm based in Beijing, where no one really speaks English, I haven't really felt the impact of this fame. I have three young kids, and I spend most of my time taking care of my kids. I just spent my morning sending my eldest to school, and I had breakfast, and now I'm talking to you. So I'm very thankful for my family, because they kept me very level-headed throughout all this time.
So you're very grounded, which is a good thing. I just want you to know it's not hype. I'm sure. I mean, you're probably reaching, I would have to guess, probably 400, 500 million people a week now. I mean, that's conservative. I've looked at the numbers.
Right. I'm not really sure about those numbers, but thank you for the compliment. Yes.
It's big, buddy. That's a low estimate. We're going to join stations in 60 seconds. Stay there. Really blessed to have you. We'll be right back. The Great Awakening's here. Nothing can stop it. Stay with us. Sure, and check out his YouTube, Predictive History, and predictivehistory.substack.com, and share the live feeds right now at Relic Shows on X. Your future depends on it.
This Memorial Day, honor freedom. and save big at thealexjonesstore.com. Right now, get an additional 25% off already discounted products. Limited time, limited supply. Take action now.
Introducing the Gates of Hell Parasite Shirt. Inspired by the tick that turned barbecue lovers into cautious vegans overnight. Alpha Gal approved. Order now before the next helicopter drop.
Introducing the new 1776 wallet from thealexjonesstore.com. Now with enough room to hold receipts from groceries that somehow cost $500.
Don't wait any longer. Go to the website now. You'll be happy you did.
Zhong Shui Kin is our guest. He's a professor, and he is in the zeitgeist. All right, we only got him for an hour. I'm going to try to shut up and let him talk, give us a presentation. He's very gracious at 6 a.m. where he's at in China, to, or whatever time it is, to give us this time. Predictive History on YouTube, predictivehistory.substack.com. So for stations that didn't carry us, you were talking about the fact you're classically educated, in Toronto and then at Yale, but you were using a false data set of what we were given instead of breaking out of that, to kind of paraphrase what you said. So leaving off there and then wherever you want to go with your big predictions that are coming true, I think it's safe to say Trump was tricked into this war, sold that it would dominate energy and all the rest of it, but that was only one layer of it. I want to get into why did the U.S. attack Iran? Why can't Trump negotiate a ceasefire? Why did Trump visit China? Is the U.S.-China grand bargain in the works? Is there a new realignment? Will Trump abandon Taiwan? Are the U.S. and China secretly collaborating to roll out an AI surveillance state? Is a civil war in the United States coming? Will Trump get a third term, as he's been talking about, or being the new Israeli prime minister? So, Professor, stop whenever you want, because I'll love to talk. But I want, if you can, for the time we have, you've got the floor here. Give us a presentation to wherever you want to go. Thank you so much.
Right. So the first thing that your audience should understand is that this war in Iran, it's a structural war, meaning that there are larger geopolitical forces at work to make this war possible. So it is not just the whim of one man. It is true that Trump was tricked into this war. And it is true that Trump is trying very hard to get out of this war because he understands the economic, political repercussions of this war. But I would say that there are different factions involved that want to make this war possible and want to prolong this war. So the first faction is the American Empire, the deep state, the national security apparatus. And the reason why they want this war is that in order to maintain the empire, they need to be able to control energy flows. And after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, there's a real fear that Russia could unite the Eurasian continent, right? Create this grand alliance between Iran, Russia, and China. If that were to happen, then they could just trade amongst themselves. They could negate American naval power. And so that would basically cause an economic collapse because, unfortunately, right now, the U.S. dollar, it's a Ponzi scheme, and it relies on more and more nations buying U.S. treasuries. But for these past few years, more and more nations have been buying gold. And so with this Russian invasion of Ukraine, people have lost confidence in the American empire. They lost confidence in U.S. treasuries. And so America was facing a fiscal crisis. So this war against Iran is to assert American control over key maritime choke points around the world, including the Strait of Hormuz, including the Strait of Malacca, the Strait of Gibraltar, the Panama Canal, the Cape of Good Hope, all the major choke points around the world. And by doing so, the hope is to force the entire world to rely more and more on American energy. Now that Middle East oil has been taken offline, China, Southeast Asia, Japan, South Korea have become much more dependent on American LNG and energy from the Western Hemisphere. So Trump recently visited China, and apparently they're going to sign a major deal in the next few weeks or the next few months where China will purchase more and more American LNG to compensate for the loss of Qatar. Okay, so that's one element, the fact that America is trying to maintain the hegemony of the U.S. dollar and trying to save its empire from collapsing into a Ponzi scheme. Okay, that's the first element. Second element is the eschatological factor, in that you have many Zionists, both Christian Zionists and Jewish Zionists, who are embedded in the national security apparatus, and they believe that this war in Iran will start a chain of events that will ultimately lead to the second coming of Jesus, as well as the coming of the Jewish Messiah, and really the creation of the Greater Israel Project. So that's a second factor. And the third factor is that right now the American economy is not doing well. Trump is interested in a third term. And if a war breaks out in Iran, it's a forever war, then that might give him the constitutional pretext in order to justify a third term. So I would say that there are much larger geopolitical factors at work. And we need to take these factors into account before we can fully appreciate how this war will develop.
And we have to look at your original predictions that came true. Maybe that's the time now. And the third one, that we've lost the war. And I totally agree with what you said is very nuanced. Trump was sold to block the IMEC corridor, to block China and India, and to stop the BRICS. But really, it's only accelerated it. Now he's actually listening to the Pentagon and his advisors and trying to pull out. But it looks like a day late, a dollar short, because it's already 86 days in, a little too late. He's already really hurt the dollar, hurt us worldwide. This is a disaster. Now he's run to China to do an alliance, hopefully to get out of this plan, because obviously us going down will create a world depression and get China too. So there is this Dan if you don't, old globalist bargain, that final piece that he ran away from, he's now running back towards.
I mean, that's exactly right. I think Trump is very much stuck between, it's really stuck. So, you know, if he withdraws from the Middle East, which is really militarily the best strategy, what would happen is that Iran would dominate the Middle East. And so they would close off the Strait of Hormuz and collect tolls in order to rebuild the economy. GCC nations like the UAE and Saudi Arabia would be extremely vulnerable. Now, the GCC invests heavily in America through a system called the petrodollar, right, where they sell their oil in U.S. dollars, and then they recycle these U.S. dollars back into the American economy by investing trillions of dollars into the AI sector, into the financial system by buying U.S. treasuries. So if Iran were to dominate the Middle East, then the petrodollar would collapse. Israel would not countenance a strong Iran, because Israel is very much concentrated on achieving the Greater Israel Project. It will not stop the war in Lebanon, which is crucial to a ceasefire between the United States and Iran. So for these reasons, Trump is really stuck where he is.
So bottom line, you're saying in the equation, it's Israel that is jackknifing the whole thing. And Israel's already saying, we're taking Lebanon, at least the south. They're already selling. Realtors are already trying to pre-sell houses as they just blew up 30,000 plus Christian homes. I mean, again, I don't have a hard on for Israel, but Israel has tried to come into the power vacuum in the U.S. and is literally engaged in the most maniac type behavior. Because if you look multi-steps ahead, they're a pariah, but they don't stop. What is Israel's calculus, Professor?
I think Israel is very much, the attitude in Israel is very eschatological. It's messianic. They believe that this is literally the end of days. They are very close to the return, the coming of their Messiah. And the series, they've already launched a series of events, a chain of events.
Exactly. So if you're in a cult, you don't look at second, third, fourth order events. You don't play chess. You don't think 50 years ahead or 20 years. You just, nope, we're taking over. That's it.
Right. And also, we have to remember, like, Gaza, from their perspective, it was very much a ritual sacrifice where they have, you know, commit themselves all in their eschatology. And so they can't stop now. They just have to finish things as
they are. Is that called Amalek, where they declared genocide?
Well, I think Amalek is their enemy. But I think the idea is that they want this war in the Middle East, because this will lead to a chain of events that will usher in the
Sure, but under Amalek, you kill everybody.
Well, because they're your enemy, right? Because it's either you or them. It's really a fight to the finish. They really believe that if they were to show mercy and clemency to the Palestinians, then when they grow up, when the children grow up, then it'll be much worse for them. And so they need to do it now, or in 10, 20 years' time, they might be finished as a society.
We talk about bombing on Morning Hill too. The United States dropped 7.6 million bombs on the Vietnamese, who won't give up to anybody ever. Not the Chinese, not the Japanese, not the French, not us. We only dropped 22,000 bombs on them. I mean, Israel's biting off more than it can chew, thinking all these people are just going to roll over. They think all the Middle East is going to roll over and let them take over?
Right. So unfortunately, in their cult, in their eschatology, the real world doesn't really matter. The material world doesn't really matter. What matters is relationship to God. So what they're trying to do is create a condition where the entire world is aligned against Israel. And at this time, when the entire world wants to destroy Israel, when anti-Semitism is rife throughout the world, when armies are marching against Jerusalem, then at this particular time in history, all the Jewish people around the world will feel tremendous regret for neglecting God in the past. They will open their hearts to their God, Yahweh. And at this time, Yahweh will heed their need. He will feel love for his people. He will forgive his people. And at this time, history will end. So unfortunately, according to the Kabbalistic tradition, according to the Torah, this is the condition that they must create in order to save the world, when all the Jewish people must sin to an extent that they seek God's forgiveness.
Wow. Sounds like a death cult. So continuing then with these different pieces, you got Russia, you got China, you got the EU, you got what's left of the U.S., you've got Israel on this weird, you know, crusade or whatever. How do you see these forces tying together with your prediction? Well, I think it's basically happened because war of attrition, the mullahs didn't fall. War of attrition, they can hold the straight. Trump knows he's killing the economy. He wants an off-ramp, but Israel says they won't let the war stop. What is your prediction with the U.S.? I think at this time's lost the war. Then what unfolds out of this?
Right. So I think we are at a critical crossroads in our history, where there are multiple outcomes. And I'm certainly hope that China and the United States can work together to maintain a status quo. They are working very hard in that regard. But I think the most likely outcome is, first of all, Iran becomes a forever war where the United States is just stuck there for the next 10, 20 years. There's really no way out because to abandon the war right now would be to abandon the American empire. And these past few months, we've seen that Trump is very intent on maintaining the American empire. And it's very possible that in the next few weeks, he orders an attack against Cuba in order to conduct regime change. And after Cuba, you might have Greenland, you might have Canada, you might have Mexico. So unfortunately, it seems as though America is very much intent on maintaining its empire primarily through the use of force. So that's my first prediction, that Iran is a forever war. My second prediction is that to maintain this forever war, the United States will have no choice but to institute a military draft for young people. Mm-hmm. So starting December, as you know, all young men will be automatically registered for the Secret Service. And this is a precondition for the draft. So I think a draft is very much likely. You know, Palantir has called for a national draft. So there are many powerful forces behind the idea of a national draft. For Palantir, a national draft is great because it allows them to create a surveillance state. It allows them to track everyone's movement. So that's my second prediction. There'll be a national draft. My third prediction is that at some point we'll see the destruction of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It'll be a false flag. It might be that an Iranian missile flies through Israeli airspace, and then suddenly, you know, the Al-Aqsa Mosque is imploded, very much like 9/11, and the Israelis will blame the Iranians will blame the Israelis, but if that were to happen, then we can see a religious war break out throughout the world.
Exactly, so Israel will all in with a false flag. I'm sure you've seen this, Professor, that's one of your data points. They've had top Israeli officials on TV say, we ought to blow up that mosque that's built on top of the Second Temple to trigger this religious war and force America to fully back us. I mean, this is crazy town.
Look, like all the elements are in place to create the Third Temple, right? So they have the red heifers, these perfect red heifers that were genetically engineered in Texas. They've been flown into Israel. And so they can be sacrificed to consecrate the grounds for the third
temple. Yeah, they already sacrificed one right by the temple.
Right. And they have conducted archaeological surveys of Isaac Moss for the past 2 years. And people speculate that what they're really doing is they're planting bombs for controlled demolition on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Benjamin Netanyahu has visited the Al-Aqsa Mosque and said that it's entirely possible that the Iranians will blow this up because they are crazy people. You have a Jewish rabbi in Israel say, wouldn't it be wonderful if the Al-Aqsa Mosque was blown up by the Iranians, because then the Arabs and the Persians would go at each other, and these animals would just kill each other off. So you have, and then the Jewish something called the Temple Institute has already actually built the third temple brick by brick, and all they have to do is just move that temple onto the grounds of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. So you have all the ingredients in place for false flag operation and for the destruction of the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
You mentioned Cuba. I was told by my sources, I'll leave it at that, months ago that when this Iran war fails, because the Pentagon believed it would, this is right out of Tampa, Florida, where it's all run, they said next Trump, if that fails, is planning to go into Cuba. Now, the CIA met with him 3 weeks ago. They said, we may give him Raul Castro, kind of like Venezuela, they leave the vice president in charge or something. But, yeah, no, I can tell you right now, Trump is seriously considering an invasion of Cuba as a distraction from the Iran failure. You were kind of predicting that. Give us your take on that, sir.
Right. So I think that what Trump didn't recognize was that a war against Iran would turn out into a war of attrition. He really believed when he first attacked Iran, that would be very much like Venezuela, where it's a decapitation strike, where the regime is extremely unpopular. And if you kill the Ayatollah, then the military would turn against the mullahs. The people would rise up on the streets, and then they would declare an American victory. So that's what Trump was hoping for. Now that it's turned into a war of attrition, Trump doesn't really like the optics of this. And so I can imagine the next few weeks that he declares an invasion of Cuba in order to secure a quick, easy victory in order to boost American morale. And quite honestly, if he were to attack Cuba, it's very hard for Cuba to resist an American invasion.
Well, you're absolutely right. So break down what you think this attack on Cuba might look like, sir.
Well, I think it might be a replay of Venezuela, where they surround Cuba. They're already embargoing Cuba. Cuba is running out of energy and of food. Russia is trying very hard to resupply Cuba and to support Cuba. But the reality is that Russia is too far away and Cuba is too vulnerable. And so I think that if you have an embargo and then you have elements within Cuba to stage a color revolution, and then if you were to do a quick special forces assault to decapitate the regime, then the government would fall very quickly.
I agree. Venezuela and Cuba are much easier than Iran. Looking at Iran, they know the negotiations always get broke. They know they make a deal, they just get bombed in 6 months. So because they're cornered, it makes them strong. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, to quote Nietzsche. If they can control the strait, existential, force to withdraw U.S. forces, they don't have to make any deals, they get reparations, then they win. I don't see Trump agreeing to that, but they have no other course. But then they also hold us by the balls. So it really is like a Mexican standoff here. And I just hope the Iranians can give, at least on some level, to end this, because Trump now figures out he got set up so he can pull out of this.
Well, I mean, there are three major sticking points in these negotiations. They say they're 95% there. It's the last 5% that's very problematic, right? So the first sticking point, as you mentioned, is Strait of Hormuz, where Iran wants sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz. And America can't allow that because basically it would surrender the entire Middle East to Iran. So that's the first sticking point. Second sticking point is the nuclear issue, where Trump wants the uranium and Iran refuses to give it up. But the third sticking point, which is the most problematic, is Hezbollah, where Iran says that whatever ceasefire that we agree to applies to our proxies as well. So both the Houthis, to Hamas, and to Hezbollah. And Israel would never, ever agree to stop this war against Lebanon. So I think.
And Israel, as you're saying, said they won't stop. And as soon as this peace deal started to go through, they started bombing Gaza and Lebanon yesterday. You're exactly right.
Right. So there's absolutely no way to a ceasefire, because if Iran were to give up Hezbollah, then Iran would be extremely vulnerable to attack. It would lose all credibility. IRGC would split up into a civil war, because you have one faction that would never, ever give up Hezbollah. And so there's really no way for the United States and Iran to come to a ceasefire.
By the way, you just hit a key there, because I've read that over the years, a decade studying Iran with top CIA analysts I've talked to. They set it up where it's not vertically integrated. It's parallel. That the mullahs told them, if somebody tells you give up, kill them. They're not giving up.
Yes.
Because they're totally exactly right. Compartmentalized. They're not, that's why they're so strong.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So they have something called the Mosaic Defense right now, where the IRGC is divided into like 31 separate command and control centers. You have 31 provinces. Each province is independent. So you don't have a leader in place. What you have is an ideology. What you have is an eschatology. And so there's basic principles to this eschatology, which includes to defend the proxies at all costs.
So we have two ideologies, end of the world, Jewish messianic behavior versus Shiite great Mahdi behavior. Yeah, so this is dangerous.
This is dangerous because both are waiting for the coming of the Messiah, right? So the Jews are waiting for their Messiah, and then the Iranians are waiting for the coming of their 12 Iman, who will lead them to victory against the Antichrist.
If you were Trump, give the president advice. People listen to you. What would you tell him to do? Because we know he looks for a face-saving way to get out of this, which I get. If we don't have face-saving, the dollar dies. We're screwed. We're in a very dangerous position. So how do we face-save?
If I'm Trump, what I would do is convene a meeting, and I would invite China, I would invite Russia, I would invite India, right? This is what's called a C4. I would also invite Japan, and this part of the C5. And this is what Trump wants to do as well. The reason why is that as long as these nations agree to a new world order that's multipolar, and they agree to share power, then it's entirely possible to come to ceasefire in Iran. And that, I think, would be the best move for Trump right now.
I agree, because, I mean, point blank, Israel's the problem here. They're the expansionists. They're out of control. But they just won't give up. So what happens?
Well, I think that Trump is stuck where he is because the Zionists are able to exert tremendous political control over the United States. So look at Thomas Massie, who was an extremely popular congressman in Kentucky. His constituents loved him. He was very charismatic, very articulate, and he's a very principled man. And then the Zionists spent about $35 million, and they put up this no-name individual who was very camera shy, who had actually no real ideology, and he won. And not only did he win, but he won by quite a lot. It was a 10-point victory.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, this shows you the power of the Zionists in America.
But they exposed themselves in the process. Professor, I want to come back and just, you have the floor. Where do you want to go? The weird fake alien invasion, they got all these wild cards going. Will Israel do a false flag? What's going to happen? We'll talk about it all straight ahead. Stay with us and share those live feeds now with our special guests. Almost all the products you see at thealexjonesstore.com that fund this operation and keep us on air are products that I use, that I like, that are ideas that I came up with. The knives we have, the supplements, the coins, these new Faraday cage, RFID, wallet shields, that's all stuff that I went out and I researched that I thought was cool that I then got Bigley to go out and get. And it took them 6 months, which was actually pretty fast, to get the very wallet that I bought at a nice department store for like $75, $80 six, 7 months ago and really liked, because it holds 20 cards, 20 bills. It is high quality leather and very lightweight, very strong aluminum. This is the wallet for you folks. It's amazing. We have them two designs, 1776 and Don't Tread on Me. Comes in a nice box. Also is a great gift. The new Freedom Shield wallet. The new Freedom Shield RFID wallet is here. It comes in two powerful patriotic designs, Don't Tread on Me and 1776 with a ring of stars. Made with top grain leather and aerospace grade aluminum, this thing is slim, strong, secure, and built for everyday carry for the last years. It holds 25 cards and 20 bills, has RFID blocking protection and secure cash strap and quick pull tab access. And let me explain this. I know most of you know this, but for those who don't. Thieves and criminals and people that corrupt gas stations and places, they don't just put a fake card reader, it's a real card reader, under the reader so that they're getting your information and then selling it and, you know, stealing your identity. They also can scan with just a device that can be in a briefcase or even a small bag. They can scan your cards and get their information off of the chips. Okay? And so that's why spies, law enforcement, you name it, for many, many years, spies for decades, but law enforcement, everybody else, accountants, you name it, they all have wallets like this. And we're going to come up with a bunch of other great Faraday purses and wallets and bags because that's something people really want. My marketing research was, I think it's cool, I'm into it, and sure enough, the Faraday bags we've got limited supplies of sell out within days. These are going to sell out very, very quickly as well. I'm cutting this live on air on Wednesday, May 20th, 2026. I would imagine the limited run they got, just 1,000 of each one of the two designs, will probably be sold out in less than a week. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and fund the operation. They also make a great gift. So I paid upwards of about $80 for the one I got and I love. Well, the regular price for these is $69.99, but today, right now in the sale, it's $49. And for VIPs, it's $10 less, $39.20. Now, that's why everybody wants to be a VIP. $30 a month, just like Amazon, you know, Prime, your Prime member, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, and sales on top of every item on top of the sales. If you're buying anything, be a VIP. And it's not a commitment because it's in your profile. You can one click, unsubscribe anytime you want. Okay, so it is so simple. But then you get all the special deals, the special offers, and then you get the special emails and things, and it reminds you of the great work we're doing. Because I want a long-term relationship with you. I want you to enjoy the products we have. We got a big buy one, get one free sale that ends tomorrow. Flash sale, massive. Buy one T3 iodine tincture, the very best, get another one free. World's Methylene Blue, the very strongest, get one, buy one free. Or mix and match, buy one or the other, get the other free. At thealexjonesstore.com. But while supplies last, get your new Freedom Shield wallet. I know it's going to sell a lot quick. It's a great product, and thanks for your support. Thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Professor John Shuai Ken is our guest for another 26 minutes. Can't wait to get him back for commercial-free podcast in the near future where you can send us all the points he wants to get to. But just in the time we have, I've watched so many of your lectures, so much of what you break down, I agree with like 95% or more of it. And you actually teach people a lot, bring a lot of angles. For people that don't know, the world's in a major turning, a major time of change. The elites are trying to reposition. We've been talking about Trump and China and Russia and where all this is going. The EU is in so much demographic decline. They need a war, they say, to try to, you know, just survive. And even Elon Musk, 2 years ago at the World Government Summit, put on by the World Economic Forum, said, normally when there's a big turning, we have a war. We can't do that now with 10 billion people and all these weapons. We got to stop. We have to transcend this. But the elites don't ever stop doing that. They just mass more wealth for themselves, which actually then hurts their overall wealth because there's not real wealth there for them. How would you describe the moment in history we're in and then all the alien invasion hype and all the culture wars that are going on? Just big picture, you know, as a human alive on this planet, where you think humanity is, what the general public can do, and then just because you're very polite, keep stopping, so I jump in, which is a great banner, but I want to hear you just go with an assessment to millions of viewers right now of where you think we are and what you think we should do.
Right. So we are at a time in history, which is basically imperial decline. We've had many imperial declines before in the past. Rome, Athens, Persia. And there are three major symptoms of imperial decline that is leading to all the chaos in the world. So the first symptom of imperial decline is something called elite overproduction. And this is a phrase coined by the historian Peter Turchin. And his argument is that what leads to wars, revolutions, and civil wars is the fact that you have too many elite competing for too few positions of status and power in the world. So you can argue that right now there's a civil war going on in Washington, D.C., between the old guard, financial, global oligarchs as represented by Wall Street, and a new guard, Silicon Valley tech bros who want to bring in an AI civilian state. And they're all competing to control policy and financing in Washington, D.C. So that's one symptom of our age, elite overproduction. The second symptom of our age is overfinancialization, where too many people are in debt, and the elite use debt as a mechanism to control the people. And so, unfortunately, America no longer makes things. It just gambles. You look at young people nowadays, they spend all their time on OnlyFans. They spend all their time on gambling with cryptocurrency and on Polymarket. They're looking to get rich. And so over-financialization has led to corruption, it's led to debt, and it's led to complacency. The third symptom of an age of imperial decline is a demographic crisis. We have too many old people, not enough young people. So young people nowadays refuse to have children. So the fertility rate all around the world, it's collapsing, especially in Southeast Asia. If America didn't have immigrants, then America would also face a demographic crisis. So these are the three symptoms of imperial decline. And unfortunately, the elite, who are not that smart, who are not that forward-looking, who are not that strategic, they're trying to basically put out the fire. And so that's why you have this massive immigration into the Western world in order to solve the demographic crisis, in order to solve the fiscal crisis a lot of these nation states are facing. That's why you have these wars going on around the world, because America is very much trying to maintain its empire and trying to force other nations to continue to buy U.S. treasuries. Otherwise, the U.S. would face a sovereign default crisis. And that's why you have so much discontent in America right now, so much inequality.
Elaborate, then I have a question.
No. I'm good. Go ahead, please.
But let's just go here. We're told for 30 years humans are bad, cows passing gas are bad, life is bad, having a dog or cat is bad, it's killing the earth. Methane gas is evil, which we all know is a lie, it holds in the atmosphere. So you have to live under austerity. You can't have a car, air conditioning. Obama famously told Africans and Latin Americans and Middle Easterners before he left office. Suddenly they shift and end the Paris Accord and say, oh, no, now we need 100 times or 1,000 times the power for AI. So now don't worry about your power, but now AI is going to take our power. They're trying to bet everything on that. You have the WEF 2 weeks ago saying we need an AI savior. What are they really doing with AI, and why do they suddenly drop their carbon taxes and all that? And then just jump to this, because they put so much into that.
Right. So the main issue with capitalism is that banks are able to print money as much as they want. Let's say it's an infinite money printer. And when you do that, then people no longer feel strained to work hard. And so the entire point of the economy is to exploit people's energy and to focus that energy into wealth creation for the elite. So you constantly need to manufacture crises in order for people to work hard. And so before, it was the fear of the Soviet Union, right? That's why we have to work hard, because we have to prove that capitalism is superior to communism. Otherwise, we'll all live under a dictatorship. And now they're going to manufacture an alien invasion in order to scare people. So the point is not to create fear. The point is compliance. There are different mechanisms in order to engender compliance.
And I totally agree with you, because you have all of the decades of pre-programming in movies and Spielberg's movie out next month, you know, all of this coming out at once, clearly they're planning something big there. Why don't they be true aristocrats as old lords in China and Europe and everywhere said, make wealth, educate people. Our wealth isn't educated upward people. Only idiots try to feudalize them and control them and dumb them down because now you've dumbed yourself down. This idea where under COVID, the elites doubled their money, the average person lost half their half. That was the elite actually losing their money. If I have $1 trillion in the bank, but there's nowhere to take a yacht or nowhere to go on a vacation or nowhere to own a beautiful home or nobody to take care of my horses, then I don't have the wealth. Don't they get the wealth is in people? I think it's robots. They fundamentally are retarded. There's something, but I get the fact that they're so sociopathic and predatory is how they were able to amass it. They're missing that link that the wealth is in a rising tide, raising all ships. They don't understand that fundamental.
That's exactly right. So you have a situation where the elite got into power because of sociopaths. Sociopath means you lack empathy. Empathy means you lack imagination and the capacity to see things from a broad perspective. So they don't think about the larger social good. They just think about how to screw other people in order to accumulate more wealth. And so they
instead of creating a great system that people invest in and get successful, like not defending Xi Jinping on all his issues, he's got major problems with. You can see under China's leadership and under his, he is there specifically trying to empower and create wealth for the average person. Because obviously that's why you have a stable society.
Yeah, so
I mean, normally an empire will go pick one group to screw over and steal from. That's an empire. But no, this is like, let's screw our own people in the empire. That is a recipe for destruction.
So this is a very similar situation to the fall of the Roman Republic, where before the fall of the Roman Republic and the rise of Augustus Caesar and the rise of the Roman Empire, the oligarchs were in charge. And these oligarchs were the most depraved individuals you could possibly imagine. So millions of Romans had no land, and there were a lot of land controlled by the Roman state. And so Tiberius Gracchus, a reformer at that time, he had a very simple solution, which is like, you know, let's just give this state land that no one's using and give it to poor people so they can farm the land and create wealth for our economy. That makes complete sense. It hurts no one. It benefits everyone. And by making this proposal, Tiberius Gracchus was beaten to death on the streets of Rome by the senators, because from the perspective of the senators, everything belonged to them. So it just shows you how depraved, how suicidal the elite are.
They didn't get their wealth would increase by doing that.
Exactly. Exactly. But for them, it's not about wealth. For them, it's about control. It's about power. It's about status. It's about being controlled always, making the world revolve around them. And so America right now is facing a very similar situation. And we know historically what this means. It means that America has two paths ahead of it. It could either descend into civil war, or it could allow for the rise of a monarch or a king.
I was about to say, the next step in this is always out of the oligarch phase, we get a dictator phase.
And that's right.
Speak to that.
Yeah, no, historically this has been true. So you look at Rome and you have this crisis where the oligarchs had too much power and the people were suffering under debt, slavery, and inequality. And so this allowed for the rise of a dictator. The first possible dictator was Sulla, and then you had Marius, and then you have the rise of Julius Caesar, and then ultimately you have the rise of Octavius. Which led to the Roman Empire. So
would you say, what's the modern model of that? Would it be Putin first and now Xi Jinping?
Exactly, right? So, Putin and Xi were able to rise because of these internal conflicts where the elite was too corrupt, were too rapacious, too predatory. And so you need a strongman in place in order to reduce their power. Otherwise, society collapses.
And a lot of Americans told me, and I didn't agree with this model, but I said, they thought Trump would be that. That's a lesser of two evils. Instead, he has now become a creature of Israeli special interest. And so he's neither a new Caesar or a new George Washington. Instead, he has hitched himself to really infamy, I think, destruction.
Well, unfortunately, Trump is very emotional. And whoever has access to him is able to plant ideas into his head. I mean, essentially,
he's trying to... I can say 100%, the last thing he agreed with is what he... Which is... The problem is he shifts like the wind.
Yeah, yeah. So, unfortunately, you know, Tulsi Gabbard could have been a very important ally to Trump because they both want to reduce the power of the deep state. They both want to put the CIA under control. And now with her removal... then a great ally, a potential ally of Trump has been removed. And now he's just surrounded by these Israel-first Zionists who are just spreading lies into his ear every single day.
How do you think they captured him? Because I don't think they had full control. He had Abraham Accords that were overall good, but he Netanyahu was the first person to congratulate Biden as a foreign leader. People know Trump, say he doesn't like Netanyahu. Is it Epstein? Or I heard you say, clearly, I think Trump's compromised by it. If not him, it's people around him.
I don't think Trump is in the Epstein files. I would bet very good money that if you just open up the Epstein files 100% and just looked at through it, then Trump is not at all compromised. This is a man who does not drink. This is a man who eats at McDonald's because he's afraid of being poisoned by...
No, he's a control freak. He's not in Russia getting pissed on by hookers. He's not being...
Exactly.
So how did he, so why did he do this?
Well, I think there are two factors at play. The first is that I think from an early age, Trump knew that he was born for a higher calling. He's been trying to become president of the United States for decades because he really believes that he can save America. And so he's always had this messianic calling deep down inside his heart. And I don't think people really appreciate that. That's why he's doing what he's doing, because he really believes that he has been put into on earth by God in order to save America. So that's one factor. And there's really play to that, right? So if you go to Mar-a-Lago, and I'm sure you've been to Mar-a-Lago many times, there's a replica of the Ark of the Covenant. The Israelis love Trump. Every time he goes there, they just flatter him to death and say that you are the Messiah. You know, you are Cyrus.
I totally agree. Whereas everybody else attacked him with what they wanted, they've learned to just kiss his ass.
Exactly. So that's the first factor. And the second factor is that if you go back to January 2021, he really was at, it's really seemed as though he was dead in the water because January 6th riots had happened. There was a second impeachment against him. His entire cabinet abandoned him. Even his daughter, Ivanka, and her husband, Jared, they sort of like moved away from him.
100%.
So he was really isolated. He was really isolated. And then there's that raid on Mar-a-Lago. So he really, really was under a lot of strain. And at this point, I could easily imagine Miriam Adelson and Benjamin Netanyahu, they reach out to him and says that, you know, we can help you restore your power, but you will have to adopt an Israel-first agenda. So I think these are two very important factors to explain why he's doing
what he's doing. Agree. That's what happened. They came to him and said, we can rebuild you. They didn't support him for real before. They came to him, and he sees them as his savior, and so now he's in bed with them.
Yeah. So if you look at the Butler assassination, the ear, the blood on his ear, the fact that he lost his shoes. This is a strange coincidence, but if you look at the Bible, Leviticus, there's a passage in there that says that, you know, if the Jewish people are going to appoint a person for a special mission from God, okay, a Messiah figure, basically, then there has to be a ritual where there's a sacrifice, an animal sacrifice, and then that the blood from that sacrifice will then be dapped on that person's ear, right ear, as well as his toe. And so that Butler assassination was very similar to a ritual initiation.
Yeah, I agree. He didn't know, but it was a setup. I agree with that. He didn't know, and literally that's why they tackled. It was all a big ritual, how they had the cameras, everything ready. But you couldn't fake it. His face, that was all real. I totally agree with you.
Yes, yes. So it seems as though Trump is being used by the Israelis for a special purpose, unfortunately.
All right. Yeah, minutes left. You got to come back soon for an hour and a half, commercial free, and we'll put it on the main show because I really appreciate you really doing a great job. What else is on your radar people should know about and that is happening out there? And what you made a lot of predictions that have come true. What do you think is coming next?
Look, so I think one big thing that people are sort of ignoring because of this focus on these negotiations in Iran is Russia now is very angry at Ukraine. For the longest time, Putin has shown tremendous restraint. But a couple of days ago, the Ukrainians attacked a student dormitory in Luhansk, killing six students. And Putin was visibly upset when he was talking about this.
He'd been very careful to only hit Ukraine at night and not use civilians. He got really pissed.
Exactly, exactly. And now we're seeing this massage barrage against Kiev. And so what we need to keep in mind is that there's really no way for the Ukrainians to defend against Russian ballistic missiles. And at any point, Russia can basically reduce Kiev into rubble. And the Russians have shown tremendous restraint in this regard. But now it seems that the gloves are off. It seems as though the special military operation will expand. And
well, that's what I was told 2 weeks ago by Victor Boot. He's got Putin's ear. He said gloves are coming off.
Exactly, exactly. So it seems that this war in Ukraine will expand. The Europeans will be brought in at some point. We may even see false flags attacks in European capitals in order to justify a draft, in order to justify sending special forces and volunteers into the front lines of Ukraine. But
I agree. We're entering the phase of false flags.
Exactly, exactly. And eventually there'll be a false flag in the Strait of Hormuz to justify an American invasion, something very similar to the Gulf of Tonkin, where an American battleship might be sunk to the ground, sunk to the into the sea. So it's a very worrying time. So I would say that's number one to focus on. Second thing I would focus on is Cuba, where I think that Trump is desperate for a victory. And Cuba is a very, very easy victory for him. But if he were to do that, then the entirety of South America would be up in arms, literally. And we can see more conflict between the South Americans and
plus,
Trump.
Professor, you know, history repeats. The CIA set Kennedy up with the Bay of Pigs. So my concern with these operations is they may want to embarrass him further. They could set him up in Cuba.
I mean, the reality is that it seems as though Trump has lost control over his own administration. It seems now that his administration is on autopilot. You have many elements within the American deep state that want these wars to, because it benefits the military-industrial complex, because it extends their empire. So it doesn't seem as though Trump is really in charge anymore. It seems more like he's a scapegoat, and he has to constantly.
No, I agree. So they're preparing to set him up for what they do.
Yeah, well, I mean,
what do you make of Trump begging Xi Jinping to open the strait months ago, literally running to him for help? That shows desperation.
Yeah, I mean, it does show desperation, but we have to remember that China is also very anxious to end this trade war. So I actually live in Beijing. I can tell you right now that the Chinese economy has been suffering for the past five years. And
I can tell you our inflation is on fire. We don't like it either. It is bad.
Exactly. 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 But right now, Chinese don't spend any money. And there's no consumer confidence. And there's a lot of money fleeing this country to the United States. So I think both countries are desperate for a solution. And, you know, Trump coming to China and being respectful, that I think is very good for U.S.-China relations. You know, Trump has said that he's going to pause this $14 billion arms shipment to Taiwan. And so if you just read Chinese news media, if you just look at Chinese social media, people are very optimistic that there's going to be rapprochement between the United States and China in the next 6 months.
Couldn't Taiwan depoliticize it and just stay out of it for a while?
So the issue in Taiwan is actually much more complicated than people give it credit for. So I think that if left alone, then Taiwan and China will reunify peacefully, because right now both are heavily economically integrated. The issue is Japan. So last November, Prime Minister Takayuki of Japan said that Taiwan is core to Japan's strategic interests, meaning that if Taiwan were to reunify with China, then China could embargo Japan and block Japan's access to the Strait of Malacca, as well as Southeast Asia. And Japan is very much a an export, import, depending on
the economy. Do you think that's a well-founded fear or just an echo of World War II?
I think Japan has absolutely no choice but to remilitarize, given the current geopolitical climate. Japan can no longer depend on the United States for military
security. And we
know
security. When Japan particularly gets economically cornered, they go to military.
They have a very strong military. They have the best blue water navy in East Asia. So China is primarily a land power. Japan is primarily a maritime power. So Japan will have to protect its trade routes. It will have to protect the Strait of Malacca. So what's going to happen, I think, is a reemergent, resurgent Japanese navy. And this is going to pose huge problems for China.
Because we study history, they'll immediately get in a fight.
Well, they're already in a fight because before November, there were millions of Chinese tourists going to Japan. There were thousands of Chinese immigrating to Japan. These two nations were very close. And then because Prime Minister Takeuchi made these comments, you now have a massive reduction in Chinese flights to Japan. China is limiting rare earth imports to Japan. There's talk even of China not allowing Japanese flights to use Chinese airspace. So you can imagine if the Japanese are no longer able to fly through Russian airspace as well as Chinese airspace, this is going to massively impact their aviation industry. So unfortunately, I think that you will only see an escalation in rhetoric between China and Japan.
I agree. So bottom line, we're in a new world war. It just hasn't been defined yet.
I think we're already in World War III because people assume that war is where militaries clash. But just the nature of the world today with nuclear weapons, it's very hard for armies to actually go into the battlefield. World War III will be much more economical. It'll be really about strangling each other's economies, right? So the trade war between the United States and China was really a preview of World War III. But as things progress, and it seems very likely that nations deindustrialize in order to reduce their oil dependence, they remilitarize, and they become much more nationalistic.
Which is how World War II started with Japan. All right, powerful interview. Thank you so much for the time. Predictive History on YouTube, predictivehistory.substack.com. Professor, thank you so much. We've been very gracious. Please join us again. Thank you so much for your work for humanity.
Thanks, Alex. I love talking to you, and I hope to do this soon.
Yes, sir. God bless you, and thank you, and be safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We got a whole other hour coming up on this live Sunday transmission. Stay with us. Wow, that was incredible. That guy is smart. You want next level information? You just got it from the professor. God help us is all I can say. I mean, the fourth turning's here, and it's going to be one hell of a ride. Anybody telling you we're in boring times is a liar. We have a massive Memorial Day sale that runs through Monday, running right now. On top of all the sales at thealexjonesstore.com, you get 25% off the top of every other sale that's there. That makes many items lost leaders, but they're so good. The ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the incredible bovine colostrum, the zeolite spike protein chelation detoxification system. It's all there. That means the deals are already marked down, but on top of it, you're getting an extra 25% off, so stock up now. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, and it will not last. It ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. And on top of it, we've got this day only. It ends at midnight tonight, this Friday. Massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended till Monday as well. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one of the very same size absolutely free. Get the ultramethylene blue tincture and get one free, or mix and match the two. So extend it until Monday. This is a bestseller. Both these are buy one, get one free. The very best iodine, the missing link, the very best methylene blue. Incredible. They synergistically work together. Buy one, get one free of the T3 or the methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, we are selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallets that are very, very popular, that are RFID and Faraday cage, hold 25 bills and 20 cards. Absolutely amazing. Limited edition with 1776 and or the other designs. Don't tread on me. Those are about to sell out by this weekend. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that funds this operation. And I salute you and thank you all for your support. And while you're on the site, it has the widest selection of Patriot apparel of every conceivable design and configuration. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live feed of the show, the video and audio on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now to keep us on air.
I don't believe they truly understand the seriousness of the situation, because once they release 6G, 6G is an ideal medium for this graphene oxide that is in the vaccines and our ecosystem and the silicon-based materials that makes us a node. That is when you're going to lose your cognitive liberty. DARPA, all of the studies, the white papers are saying they are at that level. They will be able to read and write to the human neurology. And when that happens, then you have complete control of a society. And that means that your children will never know what freedom is. This is a direct assault. I was hopeful that this administration would be forthcoming and help those victims, the hundreds of thousands of victims that we have here in the States, but it is not looking very promising.
Now, they were going to have MKUltra hearings 2 weeks ago. They canceled them. Tulsi Gabbard's office got raided. She said, well, they didn't raid it. The CIA didn't raid it because she's above them. She's now resigned or announced her resignation yesterday. They came and grabbed MKUltra files and JFK files. She said, well, they were allowed to. They didn't really raid us. And they had a whistleblower the next day in Congress say, no, they raided it. So what is MKUltra really all about? What's happening here? What's unfolding? We got three special guests to go over all this and talk about it, because you have the weaponized ticks, the weaponized mosquitoes, you have the 5G, you have the Havana syndrome, you have all this other stuff going on when we focus on Trump and this war. But so much of it is a distraction from the Epstein files itself gets into all the MKUltra. Let's go to Jesse Beltran first. And we've got some of his cohorts there, the maker of Died Suddenly and more, to get into all of this with us right now. But Jesse, thanks for holding while we got behind with all this. You want to give your 35,000 foot view on the world today? Mind Nexus Live, mindnexuslive.com. Expert, on MKUltra. I'm not going to get into your whole background, you know, how you basically stumbled into this decades ago, and now it's really all coming out. And then some of the news we're going to be bringing here today and some of the videos you sent.
Well, Alex, you're absolutely right. You know, back in the day, you were the GOAT. You were bringing these topics out before anyone else had. And then, you know, in 2010, when I came to the forefront, everyone called me a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. So I sought out to prove it objectively through scientific methodology and objective data to show that something was happening to U.S. citizens, not only here in the United States, but was eventually contacted from citizens all over the globe. And you're absolutely right. This recent confiscation of the MKUltra files is very concerning, because here's the bottom line. All things lead back to Operation Paperclip. When the United States brought over those 1,600 scientists, engineers, and technicians that were recruited into service here to work for us, and a lot of these had were Nazi ties. You know, Kurt Blome was the Nazi biological weapons researcher. He was tried at the Nuremberg trials and acquitted and then brought to work for us. You got Herbert Strughold, who was a father of space medicine, who was linked to aviation experience at Dachau. And then Walker Schreiber, who was the medical administration who conducted human experimentation and was quietly moved to Argentina when his pass surfaced. So we protected these Nazi scientists who had already a precursor for doing non-consensual human experimentation. And all the United States did was just mirror and take that to the next level, into the MKUltra. And MKUltra, Project Artichoke after Paperclip, and Project Artichoke was, you know, how do we basically conquer the human mind? How do we make an adversary into an asset? How do we make someone into a Manchurian candidate? And the theme, and back then, that the United States was fearful of, is, and their reasoning for taking these 600 scientists is because they didn't want the Russians to get a hold of them.
This Memorial Day, honor freedom and save big at the AlexJonesStore.com. Right now, get an additional 25% off already discounted products. Limited time, limited supply. Take action now.
Introducing the Gates of Hell Parasite Shirt. Inspired by the tick that turned barbecue lovers into cautious vegans overnight. Alpha Gal approved. Order now before the next helicopter drop.
Introducing the new 1776 wallet from the AlexJonesStore.com. Now with enough room to hold receipts from groceries that somehow cost $500.
Don't wait any longer. Go to the website now. You'll be happy you did.
And so they were concerned about the brainwashing because during the return after the Korean War, our POWs seemed very different. And the word entered the American vocabulary in the 1950s called brainwashing. Then you had the arms race for the mind. And then the secrecy that curtailed that. And then Project MKUltra came, and then you had 150 sub-projects from MKUltra. Now, the question I'm posing is everything is now starting to seamlessly come together into one big picture, and the picture is becoming very, very clear. And the question I pose is, this past pandemic episode that the whole globe just went through, if you Google AI and ask how many lives were lost during that pandemic episode, and AI comes back with 7 million. Okay. And after digging through, after recently interviewing the MI6 whistleblower, Ralph Hazel, and interviewing Dr. Jack Cruz, the neurosurgeon, it really sent me down a rabbit hole into really digging down deeper, aside from my investigated services as a technical counter-surveillance investigator. So what I discovered is, and the question that I pose, did we just experience on a global scale premeditative murder, or did we just experience and continue to go through what would be defined as war crimes? And the reason I say this, as I dug down the rabbit hole, what I found is there is a methodology into how over the past few decades that there was a very precise release and deployment of this lipid nanosystem. You know, prior to 2020, you had this neural contamination that was very, very slow. And how they were doing it was through atmospheric depositions, like decades of saturation by aerating our skies. Then they had the dietary accumulation of these chemicals. And the problem with that is you have an uneven distribution. You really don't know what the doses are when you're sending that out into society. And then you have this osmotic distribution, which is very, very, very chaotic and undetectable. So these were all crude ways of distributing these lipid nano systems. And then after the 2020, the only real way to really do this was to inject it. And this is what the whole globe went through in its experience through those mandated protocols that were being misrepresented to us, and we were not being given full disclosure as to what was in those injections. Now, what this led me down is to discover glyphosate and really dig into why was glyphosate so important to this picture. And what I discovered is back in the early days during the Vietnam era, this bioweapon systems that were being experimented on by a company called Monsanto. And part of that development was a chemical called glyphosate. Now, why is glyphosate important here? It turns out that glyphosate is a very strong interrupter of melanin. And this Dr. Jack Cruz's interview is what drove me down this path. And what I discovered with glyphosate and why it's a melanin disruptor and why would anyone want to do this in mass scale? Now, glyphosate, as it interrupts melanin, melanin, it turns out, is a great protector against EMF exposures, radiation exposures, ultraviolet exposures. And interestingly enough, in the literature, it says that melanin is half as effective as protecting a person as the lead vest when you get an X-ray in a medical facility. And then it is even more protective on carbon-based levels. So why is this important? Glyphosate is massively being distributed not only in our grains, in our cereals, in our foods, in our water. It is completely basically infiltrated our ecosystem. And unfortunately, our bees, which are dying themselves, also cross-contaminate when they pollinate vegetation. Okay. So for all those listening there, those who eat organically, you're on the right path. But because this is being distributed and completely polluted our ecosystem, we are now in a situation where our natural protective mechanisms against EMF radiation exposure is being compromised. And why is this important? You know, I investigate AHIs, anomalous health incidents, and the Havana syndrome, and we have victims all over the globe now who are experiencing this. Why would you want to go specifically after this? Well, it turns out that melanin, being our natural force field, will inhibit the penetration of these frequencies. So the more melanin you have, the less susceptible you are.
So you're saying black people got a leg up on folks?
Everyone who has darker melanination will have be less susceptible to this, and that is true.
Did you see Trump last month talking about 6G, and he goes, oh, 6G, it'll penetrate the skin even more?
Absolutely. And right now, with this combination of synergistic lipid nanotechnology and our exposures to glyphosates, this directly impedes the ability for more and more humans to have that protection. And this is what Dr. Cruz was really aiming at. And interestingly enough, that we have melanin in our neurology, in our brains, and it is a protective neuro mechanism that we naturally have, but that is also being attacked. So if you deplete the ability for all living organisms to protect themselves naturally through EMF exposure, from EMF exposure, then what is the agenda? And if you go to the first clip that we gave, which calls excess deaths in the Australian study that's about to come out, it's being peer reviewed, but it leads into, and this is why I ask, if you Google right now and see how many deaths were attributed worldwide to this COVID experience, it says 7 million. Now, I have a hypothesis that in Australia alone, we're looking at an increase somewhere between 10 and 20 million increase in deaths. I would propose that if we were to get a true, transparent data accumulation of the true death toll on a global basis, that we would probably exceed or equal that of World War II. So if we can pull that video, that clip.
Yes, here's the video from Australia.
So here we're looking at all-cause mortality, Robert. What are these slides showing us?
Okay, we've introduced the topic then of dangers of the vaccine. Yeah. And most statisticians would say that the best way of assessing the danger of any vaccine is to look at the impact on the all-cause mortality. In other words, we know there's a steady line of mortality within a population, but if something happens and that goes up by 10 or 15%, then generally it's a correlation with whatever's been introduced into that population. Now, the problem with that, which has been widely discussed around the world, has been that you can draw graphs like the one that you can see on the left, which was done by a friend and colleague of mine who is a very excellent statistician on the Australian data. And you'll see that there is a grey area at the top. What you're looking at there is the increasing number of all-cause deaths from a baseline, which is what you would normally expect to see in a particular year. So we're looking over a period of time, over the time from 2021 to 2025.
Yep.
And you can see that there's a overall line, which underneath it, a grey area, which has COVID deaths, and underneath that, it says non-COVID deaths. So in other words, there is an increase in mortality because people are dying from COVID, but there's a more substantive, say nearly two-thirds of the increase in deaths cannot be accounted for by COVID itself. And you can see the dotted line, which puts the level of vaccines, messenger RNA vaccines, genetic vaccines given to that community, the Australian community. So you can see that the all-cause deaths are taking off as the vaccine rollout program begins. Now, the big problem has been that up till now you can only say that's an association. You can't prove that either the grey area, the grey area does represent the COVID deaths, but you can't say that the red area, the pink area, is caused by the vaccines because it's an association. Quite an extraordinary guy in Japan, if we move to the right-hand graph, a couple of months ago, looked at 21 million people in Japan, looking at those who had been vaccinated and those that hadn't, and looked at the mortality rate after vaccination in that 21 million. I had heard that he had 300 volunteers going through this database trying to sort it all out.
Wow.
Now, it's an amazing effort, but it is the first time that instead of just having a general increase in all-cause mortality with an association, here you're actually looking at the increase in mortality of people who were vaccinated. Now, the bottom line you can see is the all-cause mortality in the people who were not vaccinated with messenger RNA vaccine.
And it's flat.
And the dotted line above, which peaks about, it says 90 to 120 days, 3 or 4 months after being vaccinated, that is the mortality that occurs in the vaccinated group. So what makes this a very important study? And look, it's an early study. It's going through the publication records at the moment. But I know an American has taken the basic data and analysed it himself and come up with the same outcome. So it's pretty solid stuff, but, you know, we're all waiting for it to appear in the...
All right, let's stop right there. This is all great. I already have thousands, I mean, literally thousands of studies, reports. We knew day one what it was, a race immune system. We saw the immediate death spike. they started the shot, we saw the head scientist say, oh, this is great. It's going to raise your immune system. We're going to make all this money. James O'Keefe 3 years ago got the head of Pfizer mRNA to admit, oh, we created the viruses. So we can always roll them out. I mean, we know what they're doing, and we already have the mortality numbers. I have a bunch of countries showing this, but it is interesting to have even more information coming out, Jesse.
Yeah, and my point here is the reason why we're wanting to show that is this. This is premeditative, no matter how we look at it. Whether you wanted to call it first degree murder on a global scale or a war crime, the bottom line is we're all being lied to, and everyone out there who is just sitting back and not standing up, I don't believe they truly understand the seriousness of the situation, because once they release 6G, 6G is an ideal medium for this graphene oxide that is in the vaccines and our ecosystem and the silicon-based materials that makes us a node. That is when you're going to lose your cognitive liberty. DARPA, all of the studies, the white papers are saying they are at that level. They will be able to read and write to the human neurology. And when that happens, then you have complete control of a society. And that means that your children will never know what freedom is. This is a direct assault. I was hopeful that this administration would be forthcoming and help those victims, the hundreds of thousands of victims that we have here in the States. But it is not looking very promising. It is my understanding that President Trump recently pushed forward for glyphosate to be legalized and not banned in any way, shape, or form. And
well, he signed a national security directive and executive. He signed a national security directive and executive order saying it has total liability protection. So that's a fact. And you have Tulsi Gabbard resigning. You have just Trump the last year has gone completely sideways, and it's all come out in court that they know this stuff erases your immune system, glyphosate, all of it. They're bombarding us with stuff that basically kills us. And so what you're saying is MKUltra was gone from low-level test beta to mass rollout to poisonous, to implant us with all this stuff that can be energized and controlled. Bill Gates, all of them have the patents, and now it's here. But then why do we suddenly see congressional hearings about it getting canceled? Well, at least the hearings were coming up. Church 2.0, there does seem to be a lot of interest in this, but will it be a day late and a dollar short for humanity?
I think so. If they do not allow that hearing to even take any traction whatsoever into where they will hold someone accountable, nothing is going to change, and we are behind the eight ball. That is basically where we're at. And so that's why it's imperative that, you know, platforms like you tout the truth. We need soldiers. We need true American patriots to stand up for what this country was founded upon. You know, the American dream is basically being confiscated by foreign influence and a bunch of corrupt officials who are just greedy and selfish.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, looking at this, I got some more clips we're going to get to and then bring in your associates to talk about that and some of the new developments here. But before we do that, let's look at these other clips. Dr. Peter McCullough, great patriot, top doctor, talking about the mRNA vax, then CIA whistleblower outlines alleged COVID cover-ups, demands real accountability. James Erdman III delivers his opening statements, U.S. Senate hearing, alleging retaliation against investigators and failures to protect whistleblowers, while urging Congress to impose stricter oversight on intelligence agencies. And he points out that Event 201, months before COVID, mirrored it. It's basically an inside job. And then Dr. Nick Begich on how they hack your brain. What a great scientist and researcher he is. Let's play those clips back to back and then bring in our other guests with you.
80% of Americans took a vaccine. 20% didn't. 20% did not take a vaccine. The vaccine was never safe enough for me to take. Messenger RNA, devised by Pfizer and Moderna, has been chemically modified to be unassailable to enzymes in the body to be broken down. The messenger RNA is found in the human heart of people who die after the vaccine. It's found in the brain. The spike protein is found everywhere in the body. Three studies now show the spike protein is circulating in the blood for 6 to 9 months after people take the shot. This part of the virus, the lethal part of the virus in the vaccinated, it's circulating in the blood. And then they take a booster, they get more circulating in the blood. It is a killer protein. It cannot be safe. It was not safe by design. Safety trumps efficacy. We cannot tolerate false drug claims. This is in the peer-reviewed literature. This is not misinformation.
I am a career CIA operations officer, and as you mentioned, I was on joint duty assignment at the Office of Director National Intelligence, Directors Initiatives Group, or the DIG, between March 2025 and April 2026. I was responsible for leading the DIG's investigation into COVID origins, anomalous health incidents, and unidentified anomalous phenomena. I'm here today to discuss the COVID cover-up, the national security implications associated with the DIG's investigative findings, and CIA refusal to comply with lawful oversight, as well as how we remedy these problems. Intelligence community leaders and senior analysts downplayed the possibility that the COVID pandemic originated as a result of a lab incident. Motives are difficult to define given the scope of the DIG's review. Intentional or not, the IC's actions resulted in a cover-up, wasted resources, and a failure to properly inform policymakers. Public health policy would have been very different had the American public been made aware that a virus from a lab in China was going to serve as the foundation for an emergency use authorization mRNA products being mandated by the former administration. Dr. Fauci's role in the cover-up was intentional. Dr. Fauci influenced the analytical process and findings by leveraging his position to ensure the IC consulted with a conflicted list of curated subject matter experts, public health officials, and scientists. This included some of the authors of the paper, The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2, and other public health experts who have been in his orbit for the last 20-plus years. Some of the scientists were part of the Biological Sciences Experts Group, or the BSEG, an office of Director National Intelligence Advisory Body, whose members often receive considerable funding from NIAID and public health agencies. The BSEG scientists influenced national laboratory WMD research, policy decisions, finished analysis, and other intelligence matters, creating misaligned incentives and conflicts of interest, as well as counterintelligence issues. Since 2006, the BSEG consulted part-time on biodefense issues for the IC, while conducting government-funded research and holding academia positions, as well as maintaining roles in public health institutions and serving as members in the National Academy of Science. They received funding from NIAID and other agencies for vaccine research, USAID's PREDICT project, the Cooperative Threat Reduction Program, and even worked with Chinese scientists on coronavirus and other pathogen studies pursuing vaccines. There was no oversight monitoring how this web of relationships influenced research, policy, and public health in any holistic way for over 20 years. In fact, several of the BSEG scientists helped Dr. Fauci rewrite definitions of gain of function in 2015 to lift a funding pause on dangerous research. Still others participated in planning Event 201 in 2019. This was a coronavirus pandemic tabletop exercise, curiously similar to the events that played out during the COVID-19 pandemic.
We have a massive Memorial Day sale that runs through Monday, running right now. On top of all the sales at thealexjonesstore.com, you get 25% off the top on top of every other sale that's there. That makes many items lost leaders, but they're so good. We want people to try the incredible products, the ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the incredible bovine colostrum, the zeolite spike protein, chelation detoxification system. It's all there. That means the deals are already marked down, but on top of it, you're getting an extra 25% off. So stock up now. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, and it will not last. It ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. And on top of it, massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended till Monday as well. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one of the very same size absolutely free. Get the ultramethylene blue tincture and get one free, or mix and match the two. So extend it until Monday. This is a bestseller. Both these are buy one, get one free. The very best iodine, the missing link, the very best methylene blue. Incredible. They synergistically work together. Buy one, get one free of the T3 or the methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, we are selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallets that are very, very popular, that are RFID and Faraday cage, hold 25 bills and 20 cards. Absolutely amazing. Limited edition with 1776 and or the other design, Don't Tread on Me. Those are about to sell out by this weekend. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and that funds this operation. And I salute you and thank you all for your support. And while you're on the site, it has the widest selection of Patriot apparel of every conceivable design and configuration. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live feed of the show, the video and audio on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now to keep us on air in the fight against the tyrants.
Has your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
What a spectacular clip. That was in Congress just a week ago. High-level CIA whistleblower. We all know what he's saying is true because we already know it. Up one side, down the other. But to have that has to shake them to their core. He also confirmed that the CIA had raided Tulsi Gabbard. She got told to not embarrass them and just say, oh, they just came and got some MKUltra files and JFK files. But now we know her deputy resigned 3 days ago. Now she resigned. I'm told forced out. Reuters was reporting it, but Steve Bannon's saying it as well. I think her husband does have the cancer, but I think that's a cover story. I want to bring in now with us, with Jesse Beltran, Edward Zoll, very smart guy, Baker died suddenly, amazing talk show host and producer, died suddenly on X, real Edward Zoll on X, and the fellow behind the sponsorship of what we're doing, that is a great key letter, the highest quality zeolite you're going to find out there, Matt Hazen at GetMasterpiece.com, that with all the stuff in our environment, the spike protein, the rest of it, you're insane if you're not on this on a regular basis, simply amazing. And again, that's our sponsor, so be sure and go there, because I only sell you stuff that really works. We can put that on screen. But I want to go to the clips a little bit later, but Jesse Beltran, I mean, wow, that piece of history right there, what he was saying and what he was spotlighting and pointing out, just wow, that's got to really send shockwaves through the bad guys. And the fact that Gabbard grabbed all this stuff and had it, and then the CIA goes and grabs it back, and now she's gone, that shows the empire striking back.
Yeah, it all goes back to complete communism. And you know, Fauci's statute of limitations for lying to Congress, I believe, expires today. So once again, we are letting a mass murderer go free in society. You know, during the Nuremberg Code trials, what scientists and what Dr. Fauci and what others are doing today, they would have been hung. But now they're just given a get out of jail free.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear. I'm not lessening what the Nazis did, but I've studied it. Joseph Mengele would blush at what our man scientists have done.
Absolutely.
Keep going,
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, but that's it. And this is why I'm touting this horn. I've been following people who have been suffering and being tortured 24/7, 350 sites for the entire year for you know, the past 16 years, and silently for a total of over 20 years. And this is just a continuation of non-consensual experimentation that was done during World War II. And the United States has just continued that methodology. It is currently legal. And if everyone's listening out there, this is legal to do to you under Obama's 21st Century Cures Act under Section 3024. It is legal.
Let me stop you. I want you to start over. I want you to start over. And this is live now. We post this to X and Rumble later. I'm going to actually put the document up. I remember covering it at the time. Imagine that they made it the law. They can even do lethal testing on you under this. And the public needs to understand, like, we're not making this up. Look at how Bill Gates is behind releasing the ticks, behind the mosquitoes. That is violates the Nuremberg Code. They're loading it up with Trojan horses. They killed us with the COVID shot. They're hiding it in plain view. They're just normalizing. So start over and explain what you just said.
Well, the bottom line is that we're letting mass murderers go free who would have been hung during the Nuremberg trials. What Fauci has done and others.
Sure, but go over the Obama clause again. The Obama clause.
Yeah, so the Obama clause is the 21st Century Cures Act. That was instituted in 2016 and marketed to American citizens that this is going to fight the opioid epidemic crisis here in the United States. But what they snuck in there is a section called 3024. And under Section 3024, it specifically says it is legal to experiment on U.S. citizens without their consent as long as it doesn't exceed minimal risk criteria. So what is minimal risk criteria? The definition is nothing that doesn't happen in normal everyday life. So does death happen in normal everyday life? And the answer to that is yes. So basically we have given, the government has given these agencies and
a license to kill. A license to kill.
A license to kill. Yeah, without repercussions. And, you know, the United States citizens has to have, everyone needs to band together and have a serious discussion. Is that legal to do in our own country? Does our Constitution allow them to basically assassinate us, the American taxpayer, that supports these entities to do this to us? Just remember, if it's not about you, then it's about your children. Your children don't have a chance if we don't stand up now. The paradigm shift and the window of opportunity is so narrow right now. If we don't stand up like yesterday, our odds of succeeding and having any viable solution is decreasing at lightning speed.
Well, I know it's all accurate because I covered it back at the time, and they just do all this. You saw that at COVID, they passed a law, but that's what the Supreme Court held. Just because the previous Supreme Court said blacks were two-thirds human didn't mean they could actually do that. That was wrong. You could pass a law saying you can murder your wife under Sharia law. We say we don't follow that law. We're going to rise up against it. That's what the Right to Revolt's about. And we just have to wake up and grow up and admit this is going on. Now, I want to do a plug here, though, because zeolites, I've been promoting zeolites for 30 years. They're excellent, but you guys have a special zeolite where your sponsor, our sponsor does, that brings in this great, great sea minerals with it. So it doesn't just take the bad stuff out, it replaces the good things. And I want to go to Mr. Zoll here in a moment, the filmmaker and researcher, and his take on the Iran thing and what he sees unfolding there right now. They say they've got a deal. We'll see if that holds. Edward Zoll in a moment. But I wanted to bring in Matt Hazen, who's a great sponsor of what we're doing and also what you're doing, getmasterpiece.com. I heard this was great a year ago. Sort of taking it about 8 months ago. Absolutely an incredible detoxifier. Great dreams, great skin, clarity. It's very special. So Matt Hazen, give us your take on what we were just covering, but also because you're good at it, because you're right at the heart of it with the scientists you developed this with. Give us a pitch for Masterpiece, getmasterpiece.com. And they get a discount when they use that link, 10%.
Absolutely, Alex. This has been such a big Memorial Day weekend show for you. We went over something that was really important that we need to unpack, which is glyphosate and what they're actually using glyphosate for in this entire 6G smart grid. It literally lowers your force field so that radiation of poisoning can affect your body on a much higher level. And so, unfortunately, with so many things out there and us all trying to figure out a way to protect ourselves from these things, there's no real companies that have actually done proper third-party clinical studies on things like glyphosate, except with the exception of Masterpiece. Masterpiece, a year and a half ago, performed a 27-people cohort study. This study actually passed through the highest science rigor of gold standard, which is the double-blinded peer-reviewed process. And what we found is in the study participants who took 10 drops a day of Masterpiece, which again is really less than a dollar a day, Alex. We're talking about something that is all natural and is less than a dollar a day. And it removed and reduced, mitigated the glyphosate levels by 71%. Think about that for a second. A lifelong accumulation in a study that was properly documented and passed the double-blinded peer review
process.
And by
the way, I remember reading the study, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys just had the toxicologist looking at everything that's normally in a panel. You weren't even thinking about glyphosate. Yep. And it was, I remember before you even talked to this other scientist down in El Salvador when this came out in the last few months, you guys had already found this but didn't know what you had.
You know, yeah, we didn't know the extent of what we were, you know, we didn't know it was the first study that we were going to be studying for glyphosate or that it could get out glyphosate. We really kind of did a study originally on
graphene oxide. But that's how pure science, is you get more pieces of the jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah. You know, hey, CIA, they do 1,000 different studies on the mind and you get some answers, you build another study, you get more answers. And that's really what happened with us because we are the only place that has actually done proper clinical studies that can boast and talk about their findings openly because it is ironclad scientific fact what we're talking about because it's made the high. I can go into any courtroom in any nation in the world, talk about these results because they have gone through the highest rigor. For less than a dollar a day, you can get your aluminum levels out 80%, graphene oxide levels out 90 days by 70-some%. In our study. And recently, the reason why me and Jesse got to travel the world so much is because we did a Bluetooth study and he told us you can't tell people like these results as if it means that they have hope because of these results because it's so there's so much more to this internal human biosystem. And that was really awesome that he came aboard and ended up immediately being saying he'd be willing to do the testing. And in those testings, we have the charts if we can show them. But literally where Jesse, who is the right guy for the job, to be able to analyze it, literally took 23 different completed study participants. These are people in United Kingdom, and we can go to, just keep on zipping. It'll be page 8 or 9. That's page 2. And when we get to page 8, 9, and 10, you're going to see where people's bodies are reflecting or harmonizing. I'm not going to say the perfect words, and Jesse could correct me, but essentially our body should not be emitting anything to do with synthetic silicon electronic-based circuitry. And when we're talking about people taking Masterpiece, which is removing these semiconductive metals such as graphene oxide, plastics such as synthetic silicon, we literally find that 80% of the system was no longer being tested by his nonlinear junction scanner. And what that essentially means is Masterpiece, without us allowing anybody to turn us into a transhuman or a body that is emitting human signals, it removed 80%. It stopped 80% of the signal. How good does their W-band system, how good does their fourth industrial revolution, how good does their plan work if so much of that system is removed out of the bodies? It can't be working nearly as good. And so hopefully there's a lot of other companies coming aboard. We're blessed that we have strong advocates for the truth, mind you, because if Masterpiece wasn't helping, such as the other 100 things that have come by, for instance, Jesse's Way in the last 15 years, we wouldn't be talking here on the show and going into this. So, yeah, getmasterpiece.com, everybody. This is the way you protect your family. This is a gentle way to get this stuff out of your body that is preventing you from really having your highest level of holistic health. Yes, your dreams start coming online when you clean out your pineal gland. Yes, you start dreaming a lot deeper. Yes, your hormonal system and digestive systems. Everything in our life is compromised by being poisoned. Something that gets out the poisons this effectively, like Masterpiece, the improvements in your health are going to be very undeniable, period. So, and you're, you know, for you to have this platform, Alex, and be so fearless for so long, it's very inspiring, very motivating. You know,
well, listen, I've always known that zeolites pull toxins out, but this one particularly, you've done the study. Why does it pull all this garbage out so easily?
It's at a much smaller level. We're dealing with something that's actually smaller than the nanometer size. So when you're dealing with a zeolite that is known to grab all the wide range of toxins and you get it down so deep, it gets to a deeper level that other times when you're just taking powdered zeolite or other type of binders or chelators are not helping. But more, just as importantly, it's not just a zeolite mineral. It is the positive charged sea mineral plasma water, which is the perfect array of minerals that makes up your blood and all your extracellular fluids. So it's carrying in those minerals that your body needs, that it's starving for because the toxins are there. And as soon as it grabs out the toxin at those deep, deep levels, it's replenishing with the minerals. And it's amazing to see people's lives across the board. You just kind of hear everybody say the same thing. I've been dealing with this for so long. I start taking Masterpiece and this has gotten measurably better. And it's not a cure-all. You still need to take care of yourself. There's no easy button here that just is going to do it all, but this is a huge leg up on their plan. Their in-game plan is very much at frayed and doesn't work when people aren't poisoned, when people aren't connected to the W-band, and when they're able to critically think and have the energy to do something about it, seriously.
Absolutely. Going back to Jesse Beltran, then I want to bring in Mr. Zoll to give his take on all these developments. It is heartening, though, that this MKUltra stuff is coming out. Where do you think we are on the timeline? Because like you were saying earlier, we don't have long to really trigger the total Great Awakening. I think we're right on the cusp. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, they're fast-forwarding the implementation of 6G. And once that happens, that is the optimal frequency above 100 gigahertz that the graphene oxide is amplified. So it basically, you're a precision antenna, your precision node. That was the whole purpose of this. You know, we talked about the ghost murmur, how they located that the pilot who went down in Iran. They will have the ability to locate any living organism on the planet because this is in everything. So it's so imperative that we get these amplification metals out of our system. You know, the Zeolite Z, the Masterpiece product is part of the solution. I am now hopeful around the corner that there will be a treatment modality. And surprisingly enough, this is happening with tier one personnel here in the United States that are going through this process, which I can't disclose just yet, but I was pleasantly surprised that when they showed me what they were being given in conjunction with the treatment, was the Zeolite Z product, masterpiece. So there is a huge benefit. This is real. I haven't supported anything in 20 years. This is the first time I ever supported anything, but I had to objectively make sure it worked for my clients, because that's who I'm out here fighting for, is everyone who is suffering. And now pretty much it's all of society who's been exposed to these lipid nano particle systems that are out there. So it's imperative that you start getting ahead of the game before that 6G is implemented, because the people who are symptomatic right now, those are the ones who were turned on. Those were the beta tests. But when that 6G is implemented by the people that I work for, not work for, but I communicate with in intelligence, is when the whole system is going to be turned on. And that means that every one of you who has been exposed to this will be turned on and become part of that node.
And by the way, we have all the Bill Gates and WF Pattons. This is really going on. This is a fact. I mean, I'm on video 5 years ago when they did the pandemic, saying with the Pattons, this is nanotech, self-replicating, basically plugs for them to energize and manipulate your physiology. This is Havana Syndrome on steroids. Powerful information. Let's bring in Edward Zoll, tank commander turned filmmaker, investigative journalist, heads the media TLM, which produces for several nationwide conservative shows. The blockbuster COVID documentary Died Suddenly, got COVID, Died Suddenly 2 about to come out, and Died Suddenly on X, real Edward Zoll. Edward, didn't know you'd be here today. I'm glad you could be. Sorry to leave you on hold, but the new studio, we can only bring in two people at once. We're about to expand up to like four. A lot of little bugs to work out here. I mean, we had you in a few weeks ago in studio as one of our first guests. It's great to have you. 35,000 foot view. I mean, all this stuff is a distraction. These wars, all of it, from the Epstein class, from the mad scientist takeover, but also the Iran situation. I know you had some information on that from your sources and where this is all going.
Yeah, so Alex, you hit it right on the head. I think much of what we're experiencing right now is a distraction. And distraction in the sense of, you know, we talk about the war. The war is important to you and I. I mean, look, for many Americans, you know, we look at what's going on with the war. We look at the gas pump. We look at the cost of food. We look at the cost of many of our goods that we need. And, you know, around the globe, Americans have been perceived as either being aggressively mediocre or aggressively evil. As Jesse kind of noted, as I think honestly, the reason why we've been able to maintain this world order since World War II, it's because we're the most bloodthirsty, the meanest, the most evil of the global powers. And, you know, you think happy-go-lucky America is not going to have this kind of perception. But the truth is we will kill anybody. It's not even a shock that we've allied with Israel, who will rise up and kill first, whether it be a child, whether it be a schoolgirl, or whether it be an enemy they've sold to us as, you know, an enemy. I mean, we produce for one of the White House outlets for Gateway Pundit, you know, Jordan Conradson's the correspondent that I work with daily. And so I was just talking to him, Alex, about the meeting that's taking place at the White House. So quickly, the update is, it looks like the United States has essentially surrendered. And I say this because you're looking at the Washington Times article right there in front of you. Iran to announce draft of peace deal within 24 hours. The U.S. and Iran reportedly have come to a deal. And the only thing left right now on the plate is how to sell it to Israel so they will not go ahead and attack on their own. But again, we point back to the distractions. While we're talking about the war, which is important and we have to cover, we're not talking about the deal that just occurred between NVIDIA and China at the basically behest and allowance of the U.S. government, you know, during President Trump's trip to China. Now, why this is important, you know, Jesse mentioned 6G. He mentioned this grid that it's when it's in place, we have been eliminated from the decision matrix. And what's happening right now? You mentioned this in your interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene and about the concept of maybe there being this administration that survives long past President Trump's second term. And I think the tone and really the pattern that I'm seeing emerge is that you and I, they want the average American to be eliminated from the decision matrix. They don't care if you vote. They don't care if you complain online. They don't care about your opinion. And this is evident, for example, in the notion of what Jeff Bezos just said to CNBC. He said, you know what, we should just cut taxes for all people under the 50% margin. You know, they pay so little anyway. And people like me, you know, the owner of Amazon and the guy that's invested in many of the tech, you know, infrastructure that's leading to 6G and leading to the manipulation of individuals through the metals and other other structures inside of us. Let us control things. The same concept was covered in your interview, is it? There is this mentality that we need to go backwards, like the Constitution be damned. Maybe we'll go back to the founding fathers where instead of its landowners, it's actually its wealth owners, its equity owners in the country. And then
they're getting ready to bring out the social credit score and the universal basic income.
Exactly. Exactly. You get Americans like us. Hey, guess what? You don't have an ownership stake. Alex Jones, sorry. You're now a peasant. You don't get to have a say because you don't own enough or you don't have enough of an investment. But look, with Iran and much of what's happening, the terms of what I've just been told of the deal is going to be, it's going to be no nuclear disarmament. So they do not have to give up enriched uranium. Iran doesn't have to give up enriched uranium. The funds, which have been frozen, are going to be unfrozen and given back prior to the signing. And the third thing is going to be that the Strait of Hormuz will remain in control under the Iranian government, but the passage, the number of ships that will be allowed to go through the Strait of Hormuz will go back to the pre-war era. Now, this all, again, is an admission that the United States cannot stop the Iranians from sending drones and missiles to hit the ships passing through. So essentially America is saying, I know we've gone on this expedition for 3 months and bankrupted, our interceptor arsenal and made an embarrassment of much of our resources in the region, but we are looking for the best possible defeat. And that's what this essentially is. We've announced that we are going to make peace deal on the terms of the Iranian government.
And now we've learned, which Netanyahu said he was doing 9 months ago, that they have Israeli intelligence doxing people, attacking people, censoring people, working with the White House under Gorka, targeting myself and a bunch of others because a whistleblower that just came out, all the documents. I mean, that is just treason. It's just never ending.
Well, and it's a war. It's civil war between the ODNI and the CIA. And what Jesse's been covering, you have to take this into consideration. If what Jesse's saying is possible, that the U.S. government and other intelligence agencies around the world, and what we've heard again from whistleblowers like Raif Hassam, is that the government through the CIA has the ability to enter the sovereignty of any individual's brains. And able to manipulate them, able to gaslight them, able to even see what they're doing, maybe in the future or maybe in the present. You know, this power, if the CIA solely has this, then it doesn't even matter who the president is. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, she was completely outgunned then going into this fight with the CIA because the CIA has essentially said, we're in control. And with this kind of power, maybe the one thing the CIA doesn't want to have public is that they are this powerful, that they are in this form of control. They want to stay behind the scenes. But if you think about it, with much of what we've talked about today, the only thing they want is they want the public to stay asleep. They want to be able to control the public. And when it comes to this glyphosate ruling and many of the things that we're talking about with detoxification, they don't want the public doing any of these things. They want us in fear. They want us in a malleable, dumb, straightened out state that, again, we can remain this perceived aggressively mediocre peasant class that when it comes to the ability for them to control us, it's very easy, right? They just get us rah-rahing about the next Trump administration or the next ruling for childhood care and these other things. When what really matters, as Jesse's noted, we have this year to take back control of our government. And we have to...
We have a massive Memorial Day sale that runs through Monday, running right now. On top of all the sales at thealexjonesstore.com, you get 25% off the top on top of every other sale that's there. That makes many items lost leaders, but they're so good. The ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the incredible bovine colostrum, the zeolite spike protein chelation detoxification system. It's all there. That means the deals are already marked down, but on top of it, you're getting an extra 25% off, so stock up now. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, and it will not last. It ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. And on top of it, we've got this day only. It ends at midnight tonight, this Friday. Massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended till Monday as well. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one of the very same size absolutely free. Get the ultramethylene blue tincture and get one free, or mix and match the two. So extend it until Monday. This is a bestseller. Both these are buy one, get one free. The very best iodine, the missing link, the very best methylene blue. Incredible. They synergistically work together. Buy one, get one free of the T3 or the methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, We are selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallets that are very, very popular, that are RFID and Faraday cage, hold 25 bills and 20 cards. Absolutely amazing. Limited edition with 1776 and or the other design. Don't tread on me. Those are about to sell out by this weekend. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that funds this operation. And I salute you and thank you all for your support. And while you're on the site, it has the widest selection of Patriot apparel of every conceivable design and configuration. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live feed of the show, the video and audio on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now to keep us on air.